This is Tsunami Awareness Week, and at 11 a.m. on Wednesday, March 26th, the Humboldt County Office of Emergency Services will lead the annual North Coast Tsunami Drill. This exercise, involving residents across Humboldt, Del Norte, and Mendocino counties, gives individuals, businesses, and organizations an opportunity to practice earthquake and tsunami preparedness. At the Arcata City Council meeting this past Wednesday, the council called attention to the fact it is Tsunami Awareness Week. Council member Sarah Schaefer read their proclamation.
Whereas California's long coastline, its proximity to earthquake faults, and its location on the Pacific Ring of Fire make it vulnerable to tsunamis. Whereas a tsunami warning was declared for Humboldt County 5 minutes after the December 5th, 2024, 7.0 earthquake, causing a mixed response with many overreacting and causing massive traffic jams. And whereas tsunamis caused by underwater landslides as well as offshore earthquakes can occur at any time and with little warning. And whereas education, awareness, and communication are fundamental to saving lives, now therefore be it proclaimed that the City Council of the City of Arcata hereby recognize the week of March 22nd through 30th, 2025 as Tsunami Preparedness Week.
And Council Member Kimberly White, who is also part of the Redwood Coast Tsunami Working Group, announced activities they have organized.
There are many ways to get involved in the Tsunami Preparedness Week. Our local Redwood Coast Tsunami Working Group has a plethora of activities. So on Monday, March 24th, Lori Dangler will be presenting what happened on December 25th at the Natural History Museum at 5:30. And then next Wednesday, March 26th at 11 a.m., there is going to be a North Coast Tsunami Drill. The Office of Emergency Services will issue test alerts encouraging the public to practice their earthquake and tsunami plans. So if you are in the tsunami zone, practice your evacuation plan by walking out of the tsunami zone. Or if you are not in the tsunami zone, stay put. You do not need to evacuate. However, take time to think about what you would do after a damaging earthquake. Remember that dangerous tsunami waves can last a long time, up to 24 to 48 hours after the first wave. In a real event, do not enter the tsunami hazard area until you have received notice that it is safe to do so. The week will culminate on Saturday, March 29th with the Tsunami Preparedness Workshop from 11 to 2 at the Manila Community Center on 1611 Peninsula Drive.
If you live, work, or visit the coast, you can sign up for the drill to be sure you get the alerts on Wednesday at 11 a.m. The easiest way is to search North Coast Tsunami Drill. Tsunami is T-S-U-N-A-M-I. Click on the Humboldt County announcement where you will find information and links. During the drill, or any time you feel earthquake shaking that lasts 30 seconds or longer, if you are in a tsunami zone, walk to higher ground or move outside the hazard area. If you are not in a tsunami zone, there is no need to evacuate. Just stay where you are. Instead, take a moment to think about how you would respond if an earthquake occurred and caused significant damage.